You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got Lucas on the line. Morena, Lucas, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm good.
Nice to hear from you all the way down in Otatahi with a very crisp microphone. That is some high audio def.
Yeah, this is the mic I used for my album.
Ah, look at this. We're getting a real peek behind the veil here. It's truest bedroom pop, your music, but it's made its way to a huge international audience. You're getting a lot of excitement about the new album, Cosmonaut. How are you feeling with a new single out today and the record just around the corner?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling nervous about the new single because I feel like it's kind of different to all the other ones and maybe everyone's going to hate it.
I'm sure no one's going to hate it, but why do you feel like it's a different track?
I think it's like, maybe it's poppier, but it's like a sort of production that I haven't really done before. And I don't really know how I did it. all my projects are kind of just weird, jumbled up mistakes, and I just, I don't know.
Mistakes is usually where the best stuff comes through. I think it's really lovely that you said that this kind of started out as a country song, or your attempt at a country song. How did the process, go from there? Why did you want to write something country, and where did it end up?
I think I was trying to, just because I got a banjo and stuff, so I'm just naturally writing that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I listen to a lot of that sort of music. And then I was just messing about, just making, like, I found this old, like, beat that I made, and I put the chords from this country song into it. I was like, oh, no, this sounds cool.
Yeah.
This sounds like a poppy Sufjan Stevens song, or like
Sick.
So I just put that melody into it. It was originally like a swung melody, so it made it hard to kind of change to a, yeah. So that's a, these are very boring musical.
It's not boring. I think it's so interesting.
A lot of reshaping and stuff.
But. Yeah. Who do you show your music to first? Who's the first person that hears it apart from yourself?
Probably just my partner, Christy. And other than that, I don't really show anyone.
It's sort of
maybe I guess Matt, who ends up doing the final mix and stuff, Matt Gunn. That's kind of about it.
So you kind of keep your cards close to your chest before you release the tracks into the wild. But
yeah,
it sounds,
they could be awful.
I'm sure they're not. I love how you always say that, but they've never been awful yet, Lucas. So I feel like that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. And it is crazy, actually, how broad of a reach your music is having. You're released through Zed Tapes. We talked about them last time we had a chat on this show. But you seem to have a really nice international community of fellow bedroom poppers. Who do you listen to or talk to about music in that kind of broader international space? Who are some of your friends and influences?
There's kind of a lot of them. There's Bedbug is like one of my musical heroes. There's Laptop Funeral, there's Skirts, Aqua Girl, Mousetrap. Yeah, all these cool like bedroom pop artists that are just like floating around on Bandcamp, but we've kind of all on the same kind of network. It's good stuff. Everyone should check it out.
We've talked a wee bit about Cosmonaut as an overall concept for your record, but if people need a bit of a refresher, where did the idea for this kind of, I guess, spacey feeling come from for you?
I think it was like, because it was like the start of like a long distance relationship when I was starting the album, and I was watching a lot of like science fiction movies and stuff, and the language of those movies kind of lends itself to like those sort of themes of like, you know, like distance and loneliness and stuff. I think the story makes sense through the album to me only. It would probably be hard to like figure it out because it's, yeah.
That's, I think, the nice thing about, you know, personal songs making their way into a public space, though, is people will latch onto stuff that maybe you didn't necessarily expect, or they'll resonate with something that seems really specific maybe to you. But like sometimes that specificity stuff kind of really gets with people. That's what I've always liked about your lyrics, at least, is that you sing about really mundane day-to-day things that somehow just really resonate on a bigger, more emotional scale. You've got some great lyrics in here about tuna sandwiches and food and things like this. It's like it's a nice kind of day-to-day but pretty spacey magic song as well. The record's coming out next month, actually quite soon now, the 21st of May, and you've just announced you're going to be embarking on a massive tour of so many spots around Aotearoa. Are you excited for hitting the road?
Yeah, I'm excited to play lots of... because we toured with the Beths, we played the South Island with them, and doing like small towns and stuff was actually like my favourite part of it. And I was inspired by how they played like literally everywhere.
Yeah, so I
want to do that. Like, it's not as big as their tour, but I was like, yeah, 12 shows, that's awesome.
Do it. Yeah, you're going to all sorts of spaces. I see you're going to Palmy, you're going to Nelson, Onekaka, and the classic Muscle Inn. That's going to be a fun show. Have you played
I've never even been to any of these places.
Oh, this is exciting then. It'll be like a good excuse for a bit of a holiday, and well, working holiday, but you get to see all these beautiful parts of the country.
Yeah, and no, I'm excited.
And you are going to be making your way up to the big city, to Auckland, on the 15th of July, playing at the Wine Cellar, which is such a nice space. Anything that you're particularly excited about when you're going to be hitting up these little cities, these tiny towns rather, and the big cities? Any friends or artists or things that you're hoping will kind of happen along the way?
I'm just excited to like meet heaps of new people. I'm excited to have like support bands and stuff, and just like, you know, meet more local bands and stuff, because I've never played in Wellington or Auckland, which seems like you're not really a New Zealand band unless you've done that.
Well, it's a treat for us. We'll be looking forward to it, Lucas. In the meantime, let's listen to your brand new single, which is out this morning. It's called Boundless, My Heart. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thanks for chatting to me.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Children crying, slam fingers, sunnets, doors.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.